はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、ルクセンブルグ。
夏子です。
タケです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 106. As always brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialists. All right, weird weather, huge lesson, 夏子さん。
Yes.
What's the main word for today? I'll give you a hint, it has to do with weather.
台風。
And why would that be?
There are, I think, about 3 typhoons coming to Japan, isn't it?
That's right. Three.
Three. In a row.
In a row.
Well, it's not so unusual in Japan.
Three in a row? That's pretty unusual.
Really?
In the US, we have hurricanes and we give them names、mm-hmm. according to the alphabet.、Mm-hmm. So the first one would start with an A, B, C, so on. How does it work in Japan?
Oh, they just call them by numbers.
So what numbers are headed this way?
台風7号、8号。
They all get the suffix
go.
Is that a long vowel or a short vowel?
Long.
Break it down, please.
Go, u, go.
So last night it started to rain and it looks like it's going to be raining for a long time.
Maybe not really long because, you know, once the typhoon is gone. Oh, yes, there's another.
Yeah. We'll keep you posted. Okay, so much going on. We are back with lesson number 4 of 6.Covering giving and receiving verbs. Today, Natsuko-san will be covering...
手もらう
To have something done for one. Now, Natsuko-san, this lesson is out of control. It's going to be 4 voice actors.
Wow.
Now, a little bit of background to the conversation. We have 3 students getting ready for a test. The test will start shortly, and the professor is giving instructions, kind of counting down to the test. Now...One of those students has a bunch of pencils, and you need pencils to take the test. So the other kids need to borrow pencils. That's the background for our story. Now, we'd like to point out, in this dialogue, the second speaker, Yamada-san, she will use the informal way of speaking at first. And the reason she does this is she's talking to herself. When addressing yourself, you use informal Japanese.Then, in the middle of her sentence, when she addresses Honda-san, she switches to polite Japanese. Now again, what we want to do is get you more and more used to normal conversations and the way Japanese is spoken depending upon that relationship. So please pay attention to this point in today's dialogue. So without further ado, here is the conversation between 3 kids getting ready for a test. Here we go.
皆さん、試験は5分後に始まります。
やばい。鉛筆がない。あ、本田さんがいっぱい持ってる。本田さん、鉛筆を貸してください。
いいですよ、どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。
ねえ、山田さん、他にも鉛筆を持ってますか？
いいえ、本田さんにこの鉛筆を貸してもらいました。
本田さん、一本お願いします。
はい、一本500円でございます。男子には特別料金をもらいます。
はあ？特別料金？どういうことですか？
試験はあと2分です。
あ、今から1本1000円です。
はいはい、1本お願いします。
どうもありがとうございます。領収書はいいですか？
結構です。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。皆さん、試験は5分後に始まります。
やばい。鉛筆がない。ああ、本田さんがいっぱい持ってる。本田さん、鉛筆を貸してください。
いいですよ。どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。
ねえ、山田さん。他にも鉛筆を持っていますか？
いいえ、本田さんにこの鉛筆を貸してもらいました。
本田さん、一本お願いします。
はい、一本500円でございます。 男子には特別料金をもらいます。
はあ？特別料金、どういうことですか？
試験はあと2分です。
あ、今から1本1000円です。
はいはい、1本お願いします。
どうもありがとうございます。領収書はいいですか？
結構です。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。皆さん、試験は5分後に始まります。
Everyone, the test will begin in 5 minutes.
やばい、鉛筆がない。
Oh boy, I don't have a pencil.
あ、本田さんがいっぱい持ってる。本田さん、鉛筆を貸してください。
Ah, Honda has a bunch. Honda, please lend me a pencil.
いいですよ、どうぞ。
No problem. Here you go.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
ねえ、山田さん、他にも鉛筆を持ってますか？
Hey, Yamada, do you have another pencil? Literally, Hey, Yamada, do you have other pencils too?
いいえ、本田さんにこの鉛筆を貸してもらいました。
No, this pencil was lent to me by Honda.
本田さん、一本お願いします。
Honda, one please.
はい。1本500円でございます。
Okay. One will be 500 yen.
男子には特別料金をもらいます。
There's a special fee for boys. Literally, I'll receive a special fee from boys.
はあ？特別料金、どういうことですか？
はあ？ Special fee? What do you mean?
試験はあと2分です。
The test is in 2 minutes.
あ、今から1本1000円です。
Oh, from now, one is 1,000 yen.
はいはい、一本お願いします。
Okay, okay, one please.
どうもありがとうございます。領収書はいいですか？
Thank you very much. Do you need a receipt?
結構です。
That's all right. So, Natsuko-san, what did you think of today's conversation?
I never heard of such an expensive pencil.
Timing, it's all about the timing. Let's ask our special guest, Sakura-san, what she thought.
Sakura-san, どう思いましたか？
ちょっと高いですね。
English, please.
Too expensive.
Yeah, especially for kids. Okay, with that said, let's get on to today's vocabulary. First word, Natsuko-san, お願いします。
鉛筆。
Pencil.
鉛筆。
What two characters make up this word?
鉛 and 筆。
What's the first kanji?
鉛, which is also 鉛.
And what does this mean?
Lead.
So we have lead. What's the second character?
筆、筆 or 筆.
And this means?
Brush.
So lead brush.
Yes. Well, Japanese people didn't use pens.But instead, they wrote everything in brush.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Also, quite popular in Japan is mechanical pencils.
Yes.
Click, 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 and the lead comes out.
Yes.
How do we say this in Japanese?
Sharp pen or sharp pencil.
Break that down for us, the first one, because I think the first one's pretty common.
Yes. Sharp pen. Sharp pen.
Sharp pen.Would this come from sharp as in a needle sharp?
From company name.
That's what it's from?
Yes, because I think that's what I heard. Sharp invented that.
Really?
And it was sharp pen. Sharp pen.
And it's,
that's what I heard. I'm not so, you know, confident, but...
Wow. 勉強になりました。
違ってたらごめんなさい。Sorry if I'm wrong.
Next we have
貸す
to lend
貸す
Sakura-san, 例文をお願いします。
お金を貸してください。
Please lend me money. Natsuko, what's the answer to this question?
いや、今日はちょっと
Not today.
Not today or any day for you.
Not any day.
Now, we want to point out here is please lend me andA direct object. So this is marked by?
お.
Next we have.
ほか.
other.
Hoka, hoka.
And this is sometimes also read as?
Ta.
例文をお願いします。
東京のほか、大阪、名古屋にも支店があります。
In addition to Tokyo, there are also branches in Nagoya and Osaka.
他の色をください。
Another color, please. Next.
本
Book.
ほ、ん、本
Now this is also a counter for long and thin objects. Example sentence, please.
バナナが一本ありました。
There was one banana. 本 used as a counter here. Used as an object, we have?
この本は赤です。
This book is red. Now for the next word, let's go over to Takase-san.
男子
Boy Young man
男子男子
Natsuko-san, the opposite of
男子
is
女子
Young lady
Takase-san, 例をお願いします。
すみません。男子トイレはどこですか?
Excuse me, where is the boy's bathroom? Now, Natsuko-san, can you tell us a little bit about this word for young man?
Yes, this word is usually used for students, like okay. in the classroom.
By the teacher?
Among themselves, too.
Really?
Yes.
Can you give us an example?
うちのクラスの男子にはかっこいい人がいない。
And a translation for that, please.
There are no cool guys in our class.
Now that's a good sentence. Wow, the boy bashing today.
Yes. But the word is also used in general, too. In some cases, like Takase-san gave the example, men's room. 男子トイレ
Men's room, men's bathroom.
Yes. And also, this word is used for sports, like in the category.
男子100メートルバタフライ
Natsuko-san, give it to us one more time, nice and slow.
男子100メートルバタフライ
Men's 100 meter butterfly.
Yes. So you hear this often while during the Olympic Games.
Yeah, popular event.
Yes.
All right. Next we have.
次のキーワードは特別
Special.
特別特別
And can you give us an example sentence?
今日は特別な日です
Today is a special day. And sometimes this is all, and sometimes this is used with people. How do we say that?
特別な人
A special person.
次のキーワードは料金
Fee, charge.
料金料金
Okay, Natsuko-san, without thinking, if I say 料金, what do you think of? No thinking.
電話
Yes. Phone. And put them together?
電話料金
Phone bill. Because every month you get the bill in the mail.
Yes.
What's your average bill, Natsuko-san, if I may ask?
It really depends, but it's around 4,000 yen to 8,000 yen.
4,000 to 8,000 yen?
Yes, a month.
Takase-san's looking the other way. Takase-san, how much is your bill a month?
3,000 yen ぐらい.
3,000 yen?
はい.
I'm the loser in this group?
Peter-san はいくらぐらいですか?
Oh, Takase-san, you're so lucky, you're so far away.
Well, maybe we shouldn't ask.
Yeah, well, it's about anywhere from 3,000 yen to... I think my personal one-month record was 30,000 yen.
Wow.
それは多いですね。
Thank you, mother.
特別割引がありますよ。
Yeah, there it is. A special discount.
Yes. And there are many special programs.For cell phone users.
All right. Also, another one, if you're traveling on the roads, what would it be the toll booth? What's the word for toll booth?
料金所
Now, this is the same word, and all we do is add the kanji for?
Place.
So, fee place is the literal translation.
Yes.
And you don't want to stop at these because in Japan, they're expensive. Really expensive.
Right.
I think we drove from, I'm not exactly sure, but from Ibaraki Prefecture all the way from Mito City to, we went to Nagoya. And
all the way?
Yeah. About $200.
Should be.
So yeah, it's not quite what we're used to back home.
Yes, of course.
All right, next we have?
次のキーワードは領収書。
Receipt.
領収書。領収書。
Now, there's another word in Japanese that also means receipt. This is?
レシート。
Now, the main difference between this is, if you want a receipt that you can expense something for, say you go out to eat or you stay at a hotel and you want that receipt for expenses, you want to get
領収書.
And how would we ask for this?
領収書お願いします.
Perfect. Now, if you're just in a restaurant or you're buying some groceries, what you'll receive is?
レシート.
And that's a small white piece of paper.
Yes.
Now, can you give us that word one more time for the formal receipt?
領収書.
Where they'll ask you, what name should we fill it out to? And it's a much larger piece of paper. And this is what you bring back and give to your boss.
Yes.
All right, on to today's grammar point. Today's grammar point is?
手もらう.
Now,
手もらう
is used as an auxiliary verb when it's used with the
手
form of verbs. The user receives a benefit from something someone does or someone does something for the subject. The key to the sentence and the key to giving and receiving verbs is, of course, the particles.
Yes.
Now, in this sentence, the receiver is marked by?
わ.
The giver?
に.
The thing?
を.
And finally?
てもらう.
Now, the receiver is usually the speaker or his, her in-group, meaning someone associated with the speaker.
Yes. So sometimes we omit the receiver.
A key point here is, unlike with the verb,
もらうから,
cannot be used with
てもらう.
So if it's only
もらう,
you can use
から.
But if it's
てもらう,
you can't do this. Now, the polite form of this verb is
ていただく.
As in
ていただきます.
And as with the other polite versions of the giving and receiving verbs, we're going to cover this a bit later, a bit beyond the scope of today's lesson. Next, Takase-san.
私はお父さんに数学を教えてもらった。
I was taught math by my father. So that's going to do for today. We just want to remind you to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Come by, say hi, leave us a post, give us a vote, and see what else is going on. So much more inside the PDF and lots more in the Learning Center. That's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
また明日。